Failure is only failure if you stop. And as Chris Dover from the future says, fail is equal to first attempt in learning. So today I'm going to share with you three big ideas. One is take risks. Two, read books. Three, build a support system. I'll break down each one of them for you. But first, just imagine someone has already crossed the bridge, tried out all variations, and is where you want to be right now. So, what you have to do is not reinvent the wheel, but just follow what is already working. So, success leave clues, just follow the clues. First, take risks, because end of the day, you don't want to be on your deathbed and say, I wish I did what I wanted to do. Or you don't want to be there and say, hey, I wanted to do this, this, and this, but just because of thinking what someone else thinks about me, I didn't take those steps. You don't want to be in that situation. So take risks, do what you want to do, regardless of what others think of you and pressure you to do things. But you just have to take risks, persevere to achieve your dreams. Second thing, read good books. To be honest, you might say, hey, Sam, I'm not a big books guy. Me too, I'm totally with you. I hated studies. But end of the day, I only studied the books which I had to study in school, college, and stuff like that. Let alone reading something else that was very foreign to me. But I realized one day that, let's say an author has published the book, the person synthesized all the learnings over decades of learning and experience and applying it in the real world has been documented, synthesized, and given to you in a book. And it's powerful to learn all the decades of experience just by reading. And the other thing I want to add on that is applied knowledge is power. So application of whatever you read is the most important part. And the third thing is support system. Let's say, for example, you plant a seed into a soil and you start watering it and it doesn't grow at all. Or let's say it grows and it doesn't bloom flowers. Who do you blame? You blame the seed, or you blame the soil, or you blame the sunlight, right? So you don't just say, hey, the seed was bad, but you say, okay, can I add more fertilizer? Can I get more sunlight? Should I water at the right times? So you look at the environment, not just blame the plant itself, right? The same thing goes for us. We have to change our environment with mentors and people who support us so that we grow and flourish, because we have a support system of people who have your best interest in heart and support you to get there. And before you go, the only ask is to just leave a review. It's a just click of a thumb, and that's how this podcast grows. Now, just a quick recap. First, take risks and persevere. Two, take advantage of wisdom in the books, which is synthesized for you. Three, create an environment for success. Because end of the day, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right, said Henry Ford. And if you like this episode, please drop a review and share it with a friend. Thank you.